This podcast is brought to you by mtgcast.com, which is brought to you by quietspeculation.com. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to 30 Minutes or Less. I am your host, Alex, and today I'm going to talk about the ban list. All right, we're going to talk about something that everyone's been talking about on Twitter. Nobody can stop talking about it, so, you know, why not throw in my hat into the conversation? So, basically, the ban list was updated on it was announced on the 19th. It's actually going to be effective on the 28th, but I digress. The ban list changed, and it's actually probably one of the bigger changes that we've seen ever. We have Modern, Legacy, and Vintage were all changed. Okay, so we shouldn't have a huge surprise here. On these bannings, we've got Dig Through Time in Modern, Treasure Cruise in Modern, and Birthing Pod in Modern were all banned. Just banned. Just like, you know what? Nope. No longer allowed to play them. Can't say I'm surprised for Treasure Cruise. I am, however, surprised for Dig Through Time and Birthing Pod. I was not aware that Dig Through Time was such a problem in Modern. I mean, all I've seen are lists of just Treasure Cruise, Treasure Cruise, Treasure Cruise. And it's just, it's crazy. You know, all the time. So I understand Treasure Cruise being banned because when you see a card immediately make that kind of an impact, and immediately the deck meta changes, you could see, you know, Blue-Red Delver was just like, it was half of the decks on the top eight. And it was getting boring, I'm sure, for a lot of people. Because it was the best deck. So why wouldn't you play the best deck if you're going to a Modern Open or GP or whatever? I suppose I could probably read these cards, you know, just because. Dig Through Time is a delve card from Khans of Tarkir. Costs 6 and 2 blue. It's an instant rare and has delve. So each card you exile from your grave while casting this pays for 1 mana of it. Look at top 7 cards of your library. Put 2 of them into your hand and the rest on the bottom of your library in any order. So basically, you know, for 2 mana, for 2 blue, you can dig through a fourth of your deck. I mean, depending on when you cast this. You know, because you draw 7 cards right away, so that leaves you with 53. And then say you go 3 turns before you cast this. What is that? That would take you down to 43 cards. So that's actually, it's more like 1/5. It's not quite, the math isn't exact, but it's there. Dig Through Time is a good card. A very, very good card. I just don't know that I saw it on so many lists and so many things that it would be. I think it's more just like a thing, they're looking for the future, you know. Like, if Treasure Cruise was this bad, if they took Treasure Cruise away, Dig Through Time would basically just become the problem. Kind of like with Serum Visions. The other one, crap, I can't remember it, but they, you know, they banned Ponder and Preordain in Modern, so Serum Visions and the other one kind of just came out right after. They're not as good, but, you know, so I don't know if that's the case. I don't know, but whatever. So then we also have Treasure Cruise, which is redonk. Treasure Cruise costs 7 colorless and 1 blue, and it's a sorcery common with delve that says draw 3 cards. So basically, for 1 mana, people are drawing 3 cards. So that's an obvious one that needs to be gone in Modern. I mean, it's, you know, if Ancestral Recall is restricted in Vintage and everything, which it is, I'm fairly certain, yes, then this probably should not be around. Now, Birthing Pod is one that surprised me as well. Birthing Pod has been around for a while. It came out in New Phyrexia, and since then it has become, you know, like an archetype deck. And, you know, I just did not know or figure that that was going to get banned at all. That kind of blindsided me. I mean, I figured Treasure Cruise and Dig Through Time, but not Birthing Pod. But it's banned now, so that deck is gone. And, you know, really, I suppose, if you look at it this way, Treasure Cruise and Birthing Pod were the two most troubly cards, because when you look in the top eights of stuff in the last couple years, not just the last few months, Birthing Pod is always up there, always, always up there, you know. And it's always a very popular deck. It's hard to deal with. I see this card being unbanned in the future. I really do, because I feel as new stuff comes out, and people play different decks, the meta's going to change. Birthing Pod's going to come back. Dig Through Time, though, and Treasure Cruise, those aren't coming back ever. Something else that changed in Modern, Golgari Grave Troll is no longer banned. Let's read this. Golgari Grave Troll is the Dredger. the Dredger. He's basically a win con in Dredge. One of the win cons in Dredge. Golgari Grave Troll costs 4 and a green. He's a Skeleton Troll rare 0/0. When he enters the battlefield, he enters the battlefield with a 1/1 counter on it for each creature card in your graveyard. You may pay 1 colorless, remove a 1/1 counter from it, and regenerate it, and it has Dredge 6. Now, honestly, I didn't know that this was banned in Modern for Dredge. So, you know, when I look through Dredge lists in Legacy, you know, I see this. This is a 4 of. This is a big 4 of. Without this card, it's kind of... I mean, it's still good. It's still a viable thing, but Golgari Grave Troll is kind of like, you know, he comes out after Flayer Hatebound or Hatebound Flayer, and you win. So, I guess it adds a win condition back to a deck in Modern while removing one from another. So I don't know that if that's really going to help Dredge become more popular in Modern, but I'm sure people will try. So that's Modern. Big changes. Crazy changes. Lots of people complaining about these changes. You know what? I'm pretty indifferent because I don't do any really events, but I'm sure, you know, if I were, I would be the most unlucky person ever, and I'd have already, you know, built my huge deck that used all Treasure Cruises and all Dig Through Times, and yeah. Not that Treasure Cruise is really all that expensive. But don't worry, because they're not banned in Cube or Commander or Pauper. Pauper obviously being Treasure Cruise, not banned in those. I'm sure it actually will be banned in Pauper. I really hope it is, if it isn't already. Moving on, Legacy. A couple things changed in Legacy as well. Just 2 things. Surprise, surprise, Treasure Cruise was banned. But here's something. World Gorger Dragon is no longer banned. Once again, I don't keep super up-to-date on these lists, so I was not aware this was banned. World Gorger Dragon is an oldie. It's from... Shoot, what are you from? I can't tell what it's from. I can't believe I can't remember what this is from. It costs 3/3 red. It's a creature, Nightmare Dragon. It's a 7/7 with flying and trample. When World Gorger Dragon comes into play, remove all other permanents you control from the game. When World Gorger Dragon leaves play, return the removed cards to play under their owner's control. Now, this card here is a little more of a mystery to me. I guess when it was out originally and when it was still played, it was banned because with the combination, it basically just won the game with one hit. But I don't understand why this... I guess this is why it was unbanned. Because, I mean, basically you had to do a lot in order for its combo to even go off. It's interesting, because Emrakul is a card, and people still, I mean, that isn't banned, and it does way more than this does. because basically you need to, the key is, get it into your graveyard, reanimate it, and basically you can make infinite mana, I guess, but, you know, again, there are easier combos to pull off in Legacy right now, so I guess that's why they probably brought it back. So the way the World Gorger combo works is basically you get World Gorger in your graveyard, right? And then say you have let's just say you're playing a vintage deck. So you've got World Gorgers in your grave, and you have a Sol Ring out. Actually, not, it doesn't even have to... Well, I guess let's just say, for argument's sake, you're just playing on the kitchen table. You have a Sol Ring out on the battlefield, and you have a World Gorger in your graveyard, and you have an Animate Dead in your hand. Animate Dead, basically, what it does... It costs 1 and a black. It's an enchantment, and that says, enchant creature card in a graveyard. When Animate Dead enters a battlefield, if it's on a battlefield, it loses enchant creature card in graveyard and gains enchant creature put on battlefield with Animate Dead. Return enchanted creature card to the battlefield under your control and attach Animate Dead to it. When Animate Dead leaves the battlefield, that creature's controller sacks it. Enchanted creature gets -1/-0. Okay? Blah. In other words, enchant creature in your grave, put it on the battlefield with a -1/-0 counter on it. World Gorger Dragon says, pay 3 colorless mana and 3 red mana So, 6 converted. It is a Nightmare Dragon 7-7 with Flying and Trample. And it says, when World Gorger Dragon enters the battlefield, exile all other permanents you control. When World Gorger Dragon leaves the battlefield, return the exiled cards to the battlefield under their owner's control. So, basically, the idea is get World Gorger in your graveyard, play Animate Dead, animate it, bring it in, exile Animate Dead, it goes back to the graveyard, Animate Dead comes back, hits... You bring back World Gorger Dragon, you keep doing this. Well, all the while you're doing this, Soul Ring is targeted. So Soul Ring then keeps leaving, coming back. Every time it comes back untapped. You tap it, tap for the mana, you get unlimited mana. That's the combination. Now, this is... It's not so much that it's a difficult combo to pull off. It's that at any point, I could just sit here and go, no, and destroy or return or disrupt it. So I'm assuming that's why that it was unbanned, just because it didn't anymore. I mean, if somebody seriously wants to play this combo, they can, but there are plenty of ways to stop it. So that's why I'm sure they brought it back. Now we look at Vintage. Vintage, surprise, surprise, Treasure Cruise is restricted. Because Vintage doesn't ban cards, it restricts cards. Basically, what restricted means is that you can only have one copy of Treasure Cruise in your deck, and that's it. Same thing with any other card that's on the restricted list. Legacy and Modern simply ban cards. Same with Standard. So, the other card, though, that changed, Gifts Ungiven is no longer restricted. So, if you want, you can play 4 copies of this again. Gifts Ungiven is... one of those cards that, I mean, it allows decks to do stuff, but it's more of just like, it's an enabler, I suppose. It's an enabler. It's not the problem, it's an enabler. Gifts Ungiven costs 3 and a blue. It's an instant that says search your library for up to 4 cards with different names and reveal them. Target opponent chooses 2 of those cards. Put the chosen cards into your graveyard and the rest into your hand, then shuffle your library. So, basically, fetch out some combo pieces, okay? Now, there's a lot of different ways to use Gifts Ungiven. First off, it's a tutor in blue, which blue does not have much for tutoring. Usually it's scrying, or it's pondering, or it's, you know, dig through timing. Gifts Ungiven is tutoring, so you get to search for 4 cards, and, you know, they could be all good cards. Depending on how the deck is built, all 4 of them are cards that are meaningful to the deck. And they might not necessarily know which one you need. But that's not even the important part, because while they do have to choose which ones that you don't get, sometimes it doesn't even matter. Sometimes you could just go, you know what, I literally just don't want any 4 of these cards in my deck. Boom, all gone. Depending on where you're at in the game, that can make a huge impact, because after you get rid of them, you shuffle it, it's a fresh deck, those 4 cards aren't in it, so you know you aren't going to draw them. Pretty simple. It's one of those things where it looks like a simple card. And that's probably why it got printed, because it looks like one of those cards where it's like, well, it's okay because the opponent chooses 2 of the cards that you don't get. It's like, yeah, but I get to look for 4 different cards and put them either in my hand or in my graveyard. And depending on the deck, you might want them in your graveyard. So there's no problem with that. And the nice thing too is it doesn't say non-land. It just says for 4 different names. Cards with 4 different names. So, it doesn't matter what you grab. They can just get rid of it, or you can keep it. And the trick, too, is here that you don't necessarily have to look for 4. You can look for less. You can look for 1 or 2. But they still get to put 2 in your grave. And, you know, you might be thinking, well, why would you ever want to do that? Well, I don't know. Maybe you only want to get rid of 2 cards in your deck. Here you go. Boom. Graveyard. Nope. I reanimated 1. You lose. So, I win. Enjoy that. So, Gifts Ungiven, very good card. I don't know what made them decide to unrestrict it in Vintage. Probably that it's not... I mean, like I said, it enables decks. So I think what they're trying to do at this point is they're just trying to make Vintage more approachable. Gifts Ungiven is an expensive card. It's probably going to get a lot more expensive now because of this. But, you know, in Vintage, there are a lot of decks. But the people playing it, there aren't a lot of events for it. So why not give them back the weapons they want? Maybe it'll boost sales and maybe it'll make people want to play Vintage again. You know, that's a stretch. But... I don't know. I can only guess why they decided now to unban it. I mean, from everything I've read about this card, I mean, everyone that's talked about it basically said, yes, I hate that it was restricted, but it's a good thing it was, because basically it dominated the format all the time. So I don't know that unrestricting it is a good thing or a bad thing. All I know is I don't play Vintage, never have, probably won't ever. So yeah, I'm not going to dwell too much longer on it. But yeah, so those are the bannings slash unbannings for Modern, Legacy, and Vintage. We've got bannings of Dig Through Time, Treasure Cruise, and Birthing Pod in Modern, as well as an unbanning of Grave... crap. What's his name? Yeah, Golgari Grave Troll. That's the one. And then we got Treasure Cruise banned in Legacy, World Gorger of Dragon no longer banned in Legacy, and Vintage, we've got Treasure Cruise restricted, and Gifts Ungiven is no longer restricted. Crazy. Ugh. Well, that's pretty much all I had to talk about, just the bannings and restricted announcement that we had on the 19th of January. Looking forward now to Fate Reforged coming out. I don't see any cards in that format that'll shake it up, just like Cons did, but hey, you never know. So, keep tuned. We'll probably have another episode of this after that. Maybe I'll go over some cards that I see that I really like. We'll talk later. And thank you for listening to 30 Minutes or Less. I, as always, am Alex, and you can find me at OopsAllDex on Twitter or OopsAllDex at gmail.com.